بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, this is our 25th session for basic Arabic grammar, and we are very, very close to the end of these notes. Today, inshallah, we just have a couple of exercises remaining dealing with the singular, dual, and plural on page 34. And we also have two topics remaining in these notes, that is the numbers from 1 to 10 and the different types of khabar. And then we'll be finished. So hopefully, inshallah, today, maybe we'll be able to complete the exercises remaining from the last topic and perhaps even the numbers, since it doesn't entail a lot of points that we need to cover, and then hopefully next week we may deal with the types of khabar, and perhaps that will be the end of what we have to cover in this review of the basic Arabic grammar that's dealt with in Medina Book 1. That being said, perhaps it's very likely that if we finish next week, the following week we will be taking a course in Hadith, a course in Hadith that is from the level 2, Medina Arabic program level 2, the Hadith course. It's a companion topic related to the fiqh that we're doing now, that we're also coming to the end with today, perhaps, inshallah. I just want to mention that probably next week may be our last session for both of these classes, the first level class and the second level fiqh. We may be finishing both of them next week, and the following week, inshallah, we're going to start the course in Hadith. I'll probably mention that again before the end of the class if somebody reminds me, in case some people may come late, so that they can be aware. Okay, so let's look at the singular, dual, and plural on page 34. The third box down on the right side says هَذَا مِنْدِيلٌ وَاسِخٌ هَذَا مِنْدِيلٌ وَاسِخٌ. Okay, that's where we're going to start today. Okay, just as a reminder to us though, and in this exercise dealing with singular, dual, and plural, what it is intended to help us with is how to recognize the changing of nouns and adjectives and so on, perhaps even pronouns or other things that may come in a sentence, changing them from their singular form to their dual form and to their plural form. And in order to do that, there are a number of things that we have to keep in mind. And the most important of them, or perhaps one of the most important of them, is when we deal with the plurals, we have to keep in mind the difference between plurals of humans and plurals for things that are non-human, animals or inanimate objects and things like this. Okay, keeping a distinction between the aqil, plural for aqil, nouns that are intelligent, rational, and plurals which are for ghayru aqil, irrational, unrational, non-intelligent beings or things. So keeping this principle in mind, it requires of us to remember that whenever we have a plural for a noun that's غير عاقل, then we treat it as though it's feminine singular. So that's very important for us to keep this rule in mind as we complete this exercise dealing with singular duals and plurals. As far as the duals, it's just a matter of memorizing the dual form, and the dual form is normally, nouns are normally made dual by adding alif and noon to the end of them. يعني بيت becomes بيتاني, and يعني سيارة becomes سيارتاني, and that's when it's in مرفوعن. If it's منصوب or مجرور, then instead of alif and noon, it becomes ياء and noon. I don't think we have that. We don't have that situation here. But in any case, formulating the dual is relatively simple, and the plural, if it's a sound plural, then we know that we just add waw and noon. If it is marfu'un, and if it's mansub or majrur, then we add ya and noon. Yani muslimuna or muslimina, mu'minuna, mu'minina. Okay, so any question about singular, dual, and plural before we proceed with the remaining exercise? Any question? Okay, let's look on page 34. As I said, the third box down, the right column, هذا منديل واسخ. What is the meaning? هذا منديل واسخ. This is a dirty handkerchief. نعم. This is a dirty handkerchief. يعني this is a جملة اسمية مبتدأ الخبر. هذا is the مبتدأ, منديل is the خبر. This is a handkerchief. And واسخون is an adjective describing منديل. واسخون. نعم. Okay, somebody give me the dual for this. The dual for this sentence. Anybody? نعم. فضل. نعم. هذاني. هذا became هذاني. منديلاني وسخاني. The plural. Somebody give us the plural. Huh? Fadu, go ahead, finish, go ahead. Nam. Hadihi manadilu. Without tanween, right? Mamnu min al-sarf. Wasikhatun. Okay, so what happened here? Since mendil is غيرو عاقل, so it's plural, manadil is going to be treated as though it's feminine singular. So the ism ishara, we're going to use the feminine singular ism ishara. Even though originally we had hadha, mendil, masculine, but because manadil is a plural for غيرو عاقل, we're going to treat it as though it's feminine singular. So it became hadhihi manadilu, and then the adjective wasikhatun is feminine singular because manadil is غيرو عاقل. Okay, going across, we have هذا سنن with شد on the نون. هذا سنن جميل, meaning this is a beautiful what? tooth. Now this is a beautiful tooth. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, somebody give us the dual. Somebody give us the dual for this. Naam, Abdurrahman. Sinnani with kasra. Naam, hadhani dual, sinnani dual, jamilani dual. Okay, the plural. Can you give us the plural also? Oh, you want some help? Okay, try it. Uh-huh. What's the plural of sin? Asnan. Uh-huh. Naam. Hadihi asnanun jamilatun. Hadihi asnanun jamilatun. Okay, again, sin is غير عاقل, so its plural asnan is going to be treated as a feminine singular. So the even though in the singular we have هذا sin masculine, but since asnan is a plural for غير عاقل, we're going to treat it as those feminine singular. So it became the ism ishara, we're going to use the feminine singular هذه asnanun, and the adjective any for the plural غير عاقل plural is going to be feminine singular also جميلة هذه asnanun جميلة. Okay, going down back to the right column, هذه ممرضة نشيطة. What is the meaning? هذه ممرضة نشيطة. What's the meaning? Okay, this is a nurse. What kind of nurse? نشيطة. What is the meaning of نشيطة? نشيط means active. يعني نشيط يعني person who has energy, يعني energetic, active, not tired and lazy. نعم. Mustafa, طيب, give us the dual. Okay, هذه is the singular, right? What about the dual? Okay, هاتاني. هاتاني is masculine, هاتاني feminine. هاتاني ممرضتاني. Uh-huh. نشيطتاني. هاتاني ممرضتاني. نشيطتاني. The plural.
هؤلاء
ممرضات نشيطات نعم هؤلاء ممرضات نشيطات يعني since this is a plural for an عاقل noun so we're going to use the plural يعني اسم إشارة هؤلاء ممرضات is the sound feminine plural نشيطات also sound feminine plural هؤلاء ممرضات نشيطات okay going across هذا طبيب مسلم نعم Adam first what's the meaning of هذا طبيب مسلم what is the meaning This is a Muslim doctor. Tabibun Muslimun. This is a Muslim doctor. The only one that I can use. Naam, plural. I mean, duo. Okay, Tabib is masculine, right? Don't put Tarmabut on it. It's not feminine. Just leave Tabib and then add Alif Noon, right? Tabibani. Tabibani. Naam. Naam. Hadani Tabibani Muslimani. Alright? Tabib, Tabibani. Muslim, Muslimani. Type the plural. What's the plural of tabib? It's a broken plural. At-tibba, at-tibba, naam. At-tibba'u. Muslimuna, naam. Ha'ulai, at-tibba'u, muslimun. Okay, so, هذا tabib, يعني the plural for هذا is ha'ulai, it's akhil, right? The plural for tabib, the word tabib is plural, is a broken plural, at-tibba'u, and it's on the wazn of af'ila, therefore it's what? Mamnu' min al-sarf. It doesn't take tanween. At-tibba'u, and the plural for Muslim, Muslimun, Muslimuna. So it became in the plural, ha'ulai, at-tibba'u, Muslimuna. Okay, going down to the next box. Hadihi hadiqatun wasi'atun. Hadihi hadiqatun wasi'atun. What is the meaning of this sentence? This is a wide bag. What is this word here? Hadiqa, not haqiba. Hadiqa. It's wide, wide, spacious, vast. Naam. Hadihi hadiqatun wasi'atun. Wide, vast, expansive. Yani, naam. Garden. Okay, somebody give us the dual faiz. طيب. هذه حديقة. It's feminine, right? So what's the feminine for هذه? The feminine dual for هذه. هاتاني. يعني هذاني is the plural for what? هذا. هذه هاتاني حديقتاني. واسعتاني هاتاني حديقتاني واسعتاني Okay, the plural now The plural Give us the plural حديقة حديقة is singular What's the plural of حديقة What's the plural of حديقة على وزن مفاعل على وزن مفاعل ممنوع من الصرف حدائق 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 نعم هذه حدائق حدائق نعم What's the last word? واسعة واسعة نعم Okay again because حديقة is غير عاقل it's plural حدائق is going to be treated as though it's feminine singular so the اسم إشارة is going to remain هذه right because it's غير عاقل غير عاقل is treated as though it's feminine singular So became هذه حدائق واسعة Going across هذا طباخ ماهر What is the meaning of this sentence? هذا طَبَّاخٌ مَاهِرٌ. What is the meaning of ماهر? Expert. نعم, expert. نعم. So what does it mean of طَبَّاخ? Cook. From طَبْخ, right? Cook. Expert. Experienced. يعني professional. Cook. نعم. Do we have one here? Okay, now he's not here today. We have a few expert, experienced cooks. Okay, somebody give us the dual. The dual. نعم. نعم. هذان طباخان ماهران. The plural. Sound plural. طباخون ماهرون. هؤلاء طباخون ماهرون. ماهرون. نعم. Okay, going on to the last column. هذا كلب قصير. What is the meaning of the sentence? هذا كلب قصير. Short. نعم. Short. صغير قصير. This is a short dog. Okay, somebody give us the dual. Somebody give us the dual. هذاني كلباني قصيراني. Okay, plural. هذه كلاب قصيرة. Are we going to use the plural adjective or feminine singular? قصيرةٌ. قصيرة, feminine singular, because remember كلب is غير عاقل, so its plural كلاب is going to be treated as though it's feminine singular, even though كلب originally is masculine, right? But in the plural form, since it's غير عاقل, it's treated as though it's feminine singular. هذه قلابٌ قصيرة. نعم. And the last one, هذا الحاجُ القصير من الياباني. What does it mean of الحاج؟ يعني with elongation of the fatha and shadda on the jim. What is the meaning of this word? The person who is making حج is called حاجٌ. يعني that's the ism فاعل حاجٌ. Okay, so the original sentence, هذا الحاج القصير من الياباني. What is the meaning?
This is the short pilgrim from Japan.
He said, this is the short pilgrim from Japan.
This short pilgrim from Japan.
That's a possible meaning, but what's more obvious is that it's this short pilgrim. Anyway, this is something that we haven't really dealt with before, but wherever there's doubt about this kind of expression, then... And if we want to say this is the short pilgrim, then we should use the mirror, the fossil. يعني, in that case we would say هذا هو الحاج القصير. يعني to make it clear. Otherwise, generally speaking, if we see اسم إشارة followed by a noun with ألف لام, then we're gonna put them together and we're gonna say يعني هذا الحاج means this pilgrim, as opposed to this is the pilgrim, which is more clearly pronounced or يعني expressed as هذا هو الحاج. يعني if we want to make it clear like this. Okay, so we'll take the meaning here, the more obvious meaning, هذا الحاج القصير, this short pilgrim is from Japan. This short pilgrim is from Japan. Now, well, يعني we would imagine that it's referring to the individual person, right? Because al-hajj is singular, right?
Hujaj.
If we said hujaj, then that might change the meaning somewhat, right? All right, so somebody give us the dual. The dual, naam. Hadhani. Al-hajani. Al-qasirani. Min al-yaban. يعني hadhani الحاجان القصيران من اليابان. Okay, the plural. هؤلاء الحجاج. نعم. قصير قصار صغير صغار طويل طوال نعم اوكي هؤلاء الحجاج القصار من الياباني اوكي this is the end of يعني these exercises that were remaining from last week or from the previous session and what follows on page 35 and page 36 are يعني the same exercise يعني filled in here now solved alright I don't want to spend a lot of time with this because today I want to get to our new topic but we have some time so we'll do a little bit of it right what we'll do is we'll just read the singulars read each sentence in the singular read the sentence and translate it okay so we're going to go around hopefully everybody try to participate we're on page 35 and we're going to start from the top of the page in the right column and to make it easy we'll just go straight down the right column and then we'll go to the left column and go straight down the left column okay just to make it easy for the reading so that we don't lose our place okay because I know it's still early in the day and probably you know this is the day people probably are normally resting right so you might be still a little tired okay so let's start around here who wants to come on this side okay Abdurrahman take the first one read just the singular read it and translate نعم هذا ولد صالح meaning this is a righteous boy or نعم a righteous boy child نعم okay going down next one singular just a singular Abu Bakr هذا مدرس جديد meaning this is a new teacher going down anybody on this side عبد الحليم هذا مهندس كبير meaning this is a big or great engineer going down نعم نصير هذه عين جميلة نعم this is a beautiful eye going down فائز هذه طفلة جميلة meaning this is a nice beautiful child نعم going down Adam نعم هذا طالب مجتهد meaning this is a striving student نعم diligent student hard working student okay go to the left column now top of the page left column نعم شعيب هذا كتاب جديد meaning this is a new book going down you want to read brother okay no problem what is your name by the way Islam now طيب مصطفى هذه ساعة جميلة meaning this is a beautiful watch anybody you want to read نعم هذه مدرسة قديمة meaning مدرسة school نعم this is an old school remember the word مدرسة is written exactly the same as مدرسة right it's written exactly the same except the vowels are different huh so please pay attention to the vowels because يعني مدرسة and مدرسة they are written the same with the exact same letters but the voweling is a little bit different huh okay نعم نصير نعم هذا قلم مكسور meaning this pen is broken he said is it this pen هذا القلم مكسور or هذا قلم مكسور نعم مكسور is not the خبر it's a not describing the pen right the pen is the خبر هذا قلم this is a pen Try to, you know, this is very important. Maybe in this kind of sentence it's not so important, right? But maybe if you're reading something in the Quran or in a hadith or something related to our deen, and this kind of any difference in the meaning can make a difference in what actually is being represented. Okay, so we have to be careful and make sure that we recognize what is the khabar in the sentence and what might be a not instead of the khabar. Okay, so here we have هذا قلمٌ is the مبتدأ and خبر. هذا قلمٌ, this is a pen. And then مكسور is a knot describing the pen. So this is a broken pen, not this pen is broken. If we wanted to say this pen is broken, how would we say that? This pen is broken. How would we say it? هذا القلم. هذا القلم مكسور. In that case, هذا would be the مبتدأ and مكسور would be the خبر. And al-qalam would be badal, right? In that case, hadha would be the mubtada and maqsoor would be the khabar. But here we have hadha qalamun. So hadha is the khabar and qalamun, hadha is the mubtada and qalamun is the khabar and maqsoorun is a not describing what type of pen it is. طيب, after this, Abdurrahman. هذه بنت طويلة, meaning? This is a tall girl. And the last one? Naam. Jamil. Talibatun. Talibatun. Hadhi talibatun mujtahidatun. What is the meaning? Hadhi talibatun. That's mubtada and khabar. What type of taliba? Mujtahida. What is the meaning? Anybody? This is a hard-working female student. Yani diligent female student. Okay, next page 36. I'm going to do the same thing. Just read the singulars. Starting from the right column and going straight down. Right column. First one. Now, Abu Bakr. هذه مدرسة صالحة. Meaning? This is a righteous female teacher. Now, next one. Adam. هذا بيت صغير, meaning?
This is a small house.
Next one. عبد الرحمن.
هذا منديل وسخ,
meaning? This is a dirty handkerchief. Next one. فايز. نعم, هذه ممرضة نشيطة, meaning? Active nurse, energetic, active. Naam. Next one, Nasir. هذه حديقة واسعة. Meaning? This is a wide garden. We gave him a chance to get this one back, right? طيب, جيد, أحسنت. Naam. Next one. Next one. Naam, Shuaib. هذا كلب قصير, meaning? This is a short dog. Next one. Left column, top of the page. Left column, top of the page. نعم. فضل. النصير. نعم. هذه سيارة سريعة. نعم. What's the meaning? This is a fast car. طيب, the word سريع means what? Fast, right? What if we change the scene to sheen? We take, huh? Sharia. What is the meaning of Sharia? Sharia, naam. Huh? Naam, the Sharia. Yani the Sharia of Allah, the Islamic law, right? The divine legislations. Sharia. And this shows you how sometimes you change one letter in a word, gives it a completely different meaning. So be careful between the difference between seen and sheen, between fad and vad, and so on, ta and tha and ba. These little dots make a difference. Sometimes we read a word, we look at it as ba and it's noon, and we change the meaning completely. Because dot is above or below, or it's one dot or two dots or three dots, makes a difference. Okay, next one, going down. Now, Mustafa. هذا قميص نظيف, meaning? This is a Navif shirt.
Clean
shirt. Now, next one, going down. Abu Bakr. Hada sinnun jamilun. Meaning? This is a beautiful tooth. Next one, going down. Adam.
This is a Muslim doctor.
Arabic. Read it in Arabic for us too. هذا طبيب مسلم. نعم. Next one. فايز. هذا طباخ ماهر. And the last one. نعم. فضل عبد الرحمن. يرحمك الله. نعم. هذا الحاج القصير من الياباني. Okay. This is the end of singular, dual, and plural. And now we'll go to our new topic for today, that is the numbers from 1 to 10. And we have sufficient time to cover this completely today, inshallah. So let me just remind us. Well, then again, I don't know if we have sufficient time because we have two pages, right? So we don't really have a lot of time. But in any case, hopefully we'll finish the numbers today. And then next week, in next week's class, inshallah, we have the types of khabar, the different types of khabar. And that's the last subject from these notes, alright? So that means that perhaps, bi'idhni Allah ta'ala, in the following week, not next week, but 2 weeks from now, and it will be, at this time, we'll be having the second level hadith class. Yani the hadith studies for the second level of the Medina Arabic program. Yani the second level, there are different classes, right? One of them, we have been doing the fiqh, right? And inshallah, 2 weeks from now, we're going to start the hadith. There are 20 hadith. Most of the hadith are very short, less than 10 words. Most of them are short. That means that we would hope that everybody would memorize them. And the ones that are longer, we'll give you a free pass. Yani, we encourage you to try to memorize those 20 hadith. But what the most important thing is learning the meanings of those hadith and understanding the grammatical points that are covered in them from the Mustawa Thani second level Arabic curriculum. Okay, so the purpose of studying the hadith is to learn hadith, to learn about the sunnah, and also at the same time to learn Arabic, yani that's designed for the second level of the Medina program. Okay, there are 20 hadith, and we're going to start them 2 weeks from now. Okay, and by the way, I have a copy of the hadith, the file for that hadith course. If there are any brothers or sisters in the class who would like to help us make copies, then inshallah, we will, and after the class, somebody just come see me, if you'd like to help us, to make copies for the class, okay? Okay, so, that being said, let's move right on to the numbers on page 37, numbers from 1 to 10 in Arabic. Numbers from 1 to 10 in Arabic. They give us four rules here, and we might add a couple of points to it, but, yeah, and if we look at this, and we say that the rules for the numbers from 1 to 10 are basically four rules, right? That means that's not a lot. It's not that difficult. Yani, four rules, if you learn those rules, for the most part, yani, the numbers from 1 to 10 should be easy for you. And let me warn you that numbers are one of the more complicated matters in Arabic because each set of numbers have different rules, right? 1 and 2 have rules, 3 to 10 have rules, 11 to 99 have rules, 100 has rules, 1000 have rules, everything has different rules, right? But if you learn them little by little, and each set of rules in its turn, then it's not difficult at all. The problem is that you don't learn it as we come across it, and then when they pile up, then when you look at the whole system, you say, this is a lot of stuff. But if we took it one by one, it's not that difficult. Like for the numbers here, from 1 to 10, we have two sets of rules, and there are only four principles that they mention for these rules. Okay, so let's look at it on page 37. Top of the page it says, from numbers from 1 to 10 in Arabic. Rule number 1. Numbers, the numbers 1 and 2 always come as adjectives. Na'tun. Okay, this is the first rule. It's in reference to the numbers 1 and 2. Okay, this is specifically for the numbers 1 and the number 2. That is, that they always come as adjectives. Yani the number 1 or the number 2 is going to be an adjective. It's going to be a na't for the thing that you are counting. It's going to be a na't, right? Alright, so, for example, we have talibun wahidun. Okay? The talib is the thing that we're talking about, right? The man'ut. And we want to say how many students? There's one student. So, the number 1 as well as the number 2 is going to have to come as a na't. Okay? It's going to follow it. Okay? The not always follows the man'ud. Okay? So we have talibun wahidun, one student. If we had two students, the same system. Talibani ithnani. That is, that the number ithnan comes as a not, following the thing that you are counting, the man'ut. So talibun wahidun, one student, talibani ithnani, two students. If the thing that we are counting is feminine, since the number is a not, it has to reflect femininity, right? So now we have a female student, talibatun. We're not going to say talibatun wahidun, right? It's going to be talibatun wahidatun, because the not has to reflect the femininity here. Taliba wahida. Okay, two female students, talibatani ithnatani. Ithnatani. Okay, not talibatani ithnani. Ithnani is masculine. Ithnatani is feminine. Alright, any question about the numbers 1 and 2? Okay, what is the rule for numbers 1 and 2? The number is going to come as a not. Okay, it's going to come as a not, means it's going to come after it, and it's also going to reflect, yani, the gender, masculine or feminine. Any question? Question? Tayyib. Huh? No, that's just like the door over there. Now, okay, second rule, rule 2. The numbers from 3 to 10. Different rule here, right? The numbers from 3 to 10 have their own rules. The numbers from 3 to 10. Al-adad comes as mudhafun. Al-adad meaning the number. The number, 3 or 4 or 5, comes as mudhaf. Meaning the number is going to be the first part of an idhafa construction. Remember we had, long time ago, when we studied idhafa in book 1, 4 or 5 chapters, something like that in the beginning, we had idhafa. We said that an idhafa construct phrase is composed of two parts, the mudhafun and the mudhafun ilayhi. Okay? Let's be reminded of this very important principle, the mudhafun and the mudhafun ilayhi. Okay, what do we mean by mudhafun? We mean, yani, what? The first part of the construct phrase. Okay, this is the first part, the mudhaf. And the mudhafun ilayhi is the second part of the construct phrase. Second part. And there are rules for the idhafa construction, the first part and the second part. Yes? Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's very important, right? Mudhafun. Gotta slow down, take my time a little bit, okay? Alright, mudhafun ilay. This is a construct phrase, two parts, right? And this relationship between two words that have their individual meanings, when they are alone, when you put them together, brings a special meaning, right? So this construct phrase has rules. What are the rules? Yani, the first rule is in reference to the mudhaf. The mudhaf never takes alif lam or tanween. And the mudhaf, its case ending, its i'rab, can be yani marfu'un, mansub, majrur, depending on how it came in the sentence. Could be marfu'un, could be mansub, could be majrur. Okay, so in reference to the mudhaf, yani what we need to know about it is that this first part of the construct phrase is never going to take alif lam or tanween, right? And as far as its case ending, it could take dhamma, kasra or fatha. The opposite rule is in reference to the mudhafun ilayhi. The mudhafun ilayhi always takes either alif lam or tanween. It always takes either alif lam or tanween. And as far as its case ending, it's always majrur. We're going to say what? It's mudhafun ilayhi majrur. Its case ending is always majrur. As far as the first part, its case ending is open. It could be majrur, mansub, or marfur. Second part, it must take alif lam or tanween. That's the general rule. And the first part, it doesn't take alif lam or tanween. Okay, so we just want to keep this in mind as we talk about the numbers from 3 to 10, because their relationship between the adad, the number, and the ma'dud, the numbered, the thing that we are counting, the relationship is the relationship of al-idhafa, mudhafun and mudhafun ilayh. So the numbers from 3 to 10, the adad, the adad is going to come first as mudhaf, and then yani the thing counted, the ma'dud, comes as mudhafun ilayhi. So the number is going to come first, as opposed to, for the numbers 1 and 2, the number is going to be a na'at, it's coming after. But here, it's going to be a mudhaf, the number is going to be mudhaf, the first part of a construct phrase, and it's going to come first, the number is going to come first. But it's going to come as mudhaf. So its relationship is just like the relationship of any other idhafa construction, mudhafun, mudhafun ilayhi, is the same rules that we just mentioned. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Okay, so the second rule is what? The number, the adad is going to be mudhaf, and the ma'adud, the thing counted, is going to be mudhafun ilayhi. Third rule, rule number 3. From 3 to 10, the ma'adud, the things counted, will always be plural. Jamma. Huh? The things counted, yani for example, if we have thalatha to aklam, right? Let's say thalatha aklam. Thalatha aklam. Alright. So the number, right, is the mudhaf. It's not going to take alif lam or tanween. And the ma'dud is the mudhafun ilayhi. It either has to take alif lam or tanween, one or the other. The number, the adad, it's i'rab, it can be taking dhamma, kasra, or fatha, depending on how it came in the sentence. As far as the ma'adud, it's always going to be mudhafun ilayhi majroor. Alright? So, the third rule is that from 3 to 10, the ma'adud, the thing counted, let's put here, yani ma'adud. This is the ma'adud. And this is the adad. Adadun. Okay? The ma'adud, the things counted, will always be plural. It will always be plural. And we want to add a rule to that. It will always be what? Majroor. It will always be plural. And it will always be genitive. Yani majroor. Will always be jam'un, and always majroorun. Will always be plural and genitive. So add to this rule number 3 that the from 3 to 10 the ma'adud, the thing that we are counting, in this case aqlam, will always be plural, and we say, and also will always be majroor. Always be plural majroor. Yani plural in the genitive case. Any question about this? About this third rule? Yani the third rule is in reference to what? The ma'adud, the thing that you're counting, it's always going to be plural. From 3 to 10, it's going to be plural. And it's going to be majroor. The reason why this is important is because you might assume from this rule that the thing being counted, 3 to 10, right? If the number is going to be for 3 to 10, 3 to 10, that's plural, right? So the ma'adud is plural, that's normal, right? But what about if it's 11 or 12 or 20 or 50 or 100? So it might not be plural here, okay? The rule is going to be different. Yani, the rule is going to be different. Yani, instead of it being plural, we're going to find that the ma'adud for 20 is going to be singular. And the ma'adud for 100 is going to be singular. Okay, it's not going to be plural. So this is special to the rules for 3 to 10. That the ma'adud, yani three pens in Arabic, the word pens are going to be plural. But if you had 100 pens, the word for pen is not going to be plural. You're going to say 100 in Arabic, pen, singular. It's going to be pen. 20 pen, not pens. In English, if you translate, you're going to say pens. But in Arabic, the ma'adud for 20 or 30 or 40 is going to be singular. For 100, for 1,000, it's going to be singular. Alright, so that's why I'm saying, learn the rules as we go. This is the rule for 3 to 10. The ma'adud is plural. Majroor, mudhafan ilayhi. Okay? Now we go to other numbers in the future, we'll see rules are different. For 11 to 99, rules are different. For 100, rules are different. For 1000. Okay, if that's clear, the third rule, that is that the ma'dud is going to be plural and it's going to be genitive. Last rule, rule number 4, if the thing counted, ma'dud, is masculine, the number, the adad, will be feminine. And the opposite. If the thing counted, the ma'dud, is feminine, then the number, the adad, will be masculine. Alright? So the fourth rule is what? It's in reference to the gender. If the ma'dud, and we're looking at the ma'dud, we're not looking at the number, we're looking at the thing that you're counting. If the ma'dud is masculine, the number has to be opposite, feminine. If the ma'dud is feminine, then the number has to be opposite, masculine. Okay? We're not going to say, if the number is feminine, then we're going to make the ma'dud masculine. No. It doesn't go like that, right? Because we're talking about pens, or houses, or cars, or trees. Huh? So we have to look at that. If it's masculine or feminine, that's what's going to determine the number, which has to be its opposite. Yani, masculine or feminine. Opposite, the ma'dud. Alright, so we have yani three rules here in reference to the numbers from 3 to 10. We have yani basically one rule for the numbers 1 and 2. For the numbers 1 and 2, the rule is what? That the number is going to come as a not. It's going to come after it as a not. Okay? If it's singular, the number is going to be singular. If it's 2, the number is going to be dual. Okay? But it's going to reflect masculinity and femininity. As far as the numbers from 3 to 10, so we have three rules related to the numbers from 3 to 10. The first rule is in reference to the adad, it's going to be mudhaf. And the ma'dud, the thing being counted, is going to be mudhafan ilayhi. The next rule is that for the numbers from 3 to 10, the ma'dud, the thing being counted, is always going to be plural. And it's going to be in the genitive case. And the last rule is that the adad and ma'dud are going to be opposite in gender. Going to be opposite in gender. Okay, those are the rules. If you were not with us when we studied the numbers, right, and this could be new to you, if you didn't ever study this before, then it may take you a minute to, you know, memorize these rules, but hopefully you comprehend them. If you understand the rule, then that's really the foundation of the matter. And then it's just a matter of memorizing them. Memorizing the rule. If you understand it, then it should be relatively simple. Okay, any question about any of these rules? The numbers for 1 and 2, or the numbers from 3 to 10? Numbers for 1 and 2, or the numbers from 3 to 10? Okay, 3 to 10, yani, is what we really want to focus on, because 1 and 2 is simple, it's just the number is a not. Okay? As far as 3 to 10, what we want to pay attention to is that, number 1, the relationship between the number and the thing being numbered. The adad and the ma'dud is a relationship of idhafa. So this is what we have to pay attention to. It's idhafa. It's mudhaf, mudhafun ilayhi. Okay? That being said, we want to also recognize that the mudhafun ilayhi is always going to be plural. And because it's mudhafun ilayhi, we know mudhafun ilayhi, any mudhafun ilayhi is always majrur, right? So it's going to be plural and it's going to be majrur. As far as the number, yani, it's going to be the opposite of the ma'dud in gender. And that's basically it. Okay, let's look at what they have following this. Okay, they gave us three examples here. At the fourth rule, it says, yani, the example they gave us is thalathatu aqlamin. Thalathatu aqlamin. Then they have ثَلَاثَةُ قُتُبٍ ثَلَاثُ سَيَّارَاتٍ and ثَلَاثُ سَاعَاتٍ. So, somebody, look at these four examples and tell me, yani, what can you understand from these examples? Okay, so let's skip the first one we have here in front of us. Let's go to the next one. ثَلَاثَةُ قُتُبٍ. What rules can we derive from this example? ثَلَاثَةُ Qutubin. Let me just write it on the board so we can see it in front of us. Thalathatu
Kutubin.
Okay, Abu Bakr. Now.
Kutubin is
Muzakkar. So, Thalathatu, the number is going to be opposite in gender. It's going to be feminine. Yani, Kutub is the plural of Kitab. Kitab is masculine. So, the number is going to be feminine. Feminine. What else can we say about this example? What else do we see in a Shu'aib? Okay, Thalathatu is Mudaf. And Kutubin is Mudafun Ilayhi. So that being said, if this is Mudaf and this is Mudaf and Ilayhi, what rules are we required to observe in reference to the Mudaf and the Mudaf and Ilayhi that we see here? What rules are we required to observe here? Naam, anybody, Abdurrahman. Mudaf does not take Alif Lam or Tanween. Uh-huh. What other rule we observe here? Faiz.
The number comes past end of
the number. Yani, in the numbers from 3 to 10, the number comes first as the mudaf, and then the ma'adud, the thing being counted, comes second as mudaf and ilayh. What else can we say? What other rule we observe? We have to observe here. Naam, Nasir. Huh? Yani, the mudaf and ilayhi is always majroor. So the ma'adud, we said, it's always what? Majroor and jam. Jam, majroor. It's always plural and genitive case. Okay? So these are the things that we clearly see here. Let's look at the other two examples just quickly. They gave us what? Thalathu sayyarat. Thalathu sayyarat. Thalathu sayyarat, and they also gave us what? Thalathu sa'at. Thalathu sa'at. Okay. So let's look at these two examples also. Same thing. Let's look. What do we see happening in this particular example here? Thalathu sayyarat. What do we see in terms of rules that we just discussed? Naam, Adam. Okay, thalatha is mudhakkir. And sayyarat is mu'annath. Huh? So, yani, why is this mudhakkir? Why is it mudhakkir? Does it have to be, or is just, yani, by choice? Because what? Because the ma'dud. We have to look at the ma'dud. The ma'dud is feminine. Sayyara is feminine. Therefore, the adad has to be masculine. Okay, it's based on the ma'adud. Yani, the gender is based on the ma'adud. And whatever the ma'adud is, the adad has to be opposite. Okay, what else can we say about this example? What do we see in terms of rules here? Naam, Abdurrahman. Thalathu is mudaf. So it's not taking alif lam or tanween. And sayyaratin is mudafun ilayhi majroor. So the ma'adud for the numbers from 3 to 10 is always going to be majroor, and it's always going to be jam'. Okay, let's look at this one here. What do we have here? And what can we say about this? Any of the rules that we can apply to this example here? Same rules. Like what, for example? We just want to repeat it for the purpose of making it stick in. Some people, this might be new. So we want to try to repeat the rules a little bit so that it sticks in. Now, again, huh? Idafa, the relationship, yani, between the adad and ma'adud for 3 to 10, only for the numbers from 3 to 10, is going to be al-idafa, right? Okay, so this is the mudaf, and this is mudaf an ilayhi. The mudaf never takes alif lam or tanween. The mudaf an ilayhi must always take either alif lam or tanween, and the mudaf an ilayhi is, yani, for the numbers from 3 to 10, always going to be what? Majroor and jam. Okay, in terms of gender, yani, the same rule, we're going to say what? If the ma'adud is, in this case, feminine, mu'annath, then the adad has to be mudhakkar, masculine. Alright, so these are the rules. Yani, there are four simple rules that we have here. The only thing that's not written here that I want you to please make sure you make a note of, so you don't forget, is that the mudhafun ilayhi is always going to be Jem and Majroor. Yani they wrote Jem, we want to add to it Majroor. I mean, we know that Mudawfun Ilayhi in every situation is always Majroor, right? That's a basic rule. Okay, after this, we're going to look at this chart just quickly. Okay, so we have the... Let's look at, I mean, I want to start from the right side, right? That's how we should read in Arabic, so I'm going to start from the right side. Al-Ma'adud, yani, what does the counting without a Ma'adud? Yani, in other words, if you count the numbers from 1 to 10, when there's no Ma'adud, there's no, yani, thing being counted, just a number by itself, then they're showing us what this should look like. Yani, if we're using the numbers in their masculine form, or if we are using it in their feminine form. In the masculine form, we have wahidun.
Naam, bismillah, wa salatu salam, rasulillah. Again, we're going to look at the numbers when there's no ma'adud. Counting numbers without a ma'adud, without a thing being counted, just the numbers. Under the masculine column, we have, wa alaykum salam, wahidun, ithnani, Salatatun with tanween, okay? Note that there's tanween on these numbers. Why? Because there's no ma'adud. If there's a ma'adud, right, then the number becomes mudaf, so it can't take tanween. But there's no ma'adud. So we have salatatun, arba'atun, khamsatun, sittatun, sab'atun, thamaniyatun, tis'atun, and asharatun. Asharatun with fatha on each letter. Ashara, asharatun. Under the feminine column, we have wahidatun, ithnatani, thalathun, arba'un, yani without ta marbuta, khamsun, sittun, sab'un, thamanin, tis'un, and ashrun with sukoon on the sheen, ashrun. Now, somebody might ask a question about one of these numbers. Which number would you ask about? Which number might require, yani, some explanation of these numbers that we just read? Thamanin. Yani, we have khamsun, sittun, sab'un, tis'un, ashrun, and thamanin. Where do we get thamanin from? Where's the dhammatain, right? Okay, so this is a special number, right? Thamani, from the ism mankus, and we know that the ism mankus, when the ya is deleted from it, that it takes tanween, kasratain. This word thamanin is marfu'un. It's marfu'un, but it's written like this, yani, because it's a special type of word. Okay, don't worry about it too much, but just pay attention to the number 8. All the time you're going to see some variations, difference from the norm. Okay, thamanin in the feminine form. When it has tarmabuta, we say thamaniyatun, it is normal. But here, under the feminine column, the masculine form of the number, thamanin, has kasratain, and that's because this is a special type of word, and we say that even though it has kasra, it is marfu'un. And the sign that it's marfu'un is dhamma, that we don't see it. Dhamma muqaddara. Okay, but that's like, yani, above us at this level, so we're not going to go into the details of that. Just want to point out to you so that you pay attention and you see that. Okay, after this, they're saying that we're seeing the column, and going across, we see the column where it says, with masculine ma'adud, the thing, yani, when the thing counted is masculine, yani, it's the first, second, third, fourth, fifth column next to the last column with masculine ma'adud. Yani, when the thing counted is masculine, if there is a ma'adud, now we see the tanween is removed. There's no tanween because now we have idhafa, right? So it's going to be with a masculine ma'adud, the number has to be feminine. Thalathatu, arba'atu, khamsatu, sittatu, sab'atu, thamaniyatu, tis'atu, and asharatu. Asharatu without tanween, because now, once you have a ma'adud, then the mudaf is going to be without alif lam or tanween. So we have a single vowel, no tanween on each one of these numbers. And again, the dhamma here is only because it's not in a sentence. If it's in a sentence, then the first part of an idafa construction, the mudaf, it can take dhamma, kasra, or fatha. Depends on its position in the sentence. The last column says, with feminine ma'adud, when the thing counted is feminine, the number is going to be opposite masculine. So you have thalathu, masculine number, arba'u, khamsu, sittu, sab'u, thamani, tis'u, and ashru. Again, all of these numbers are without tanween. Alright? Here, the number, note here, again, the number 8. Yani when we had these numbers without a ma'adud, we had thamanin, right? And now we see, yani, when we have a ma'adud, the feminine number thamaniyatu is clear, right? But the masculine number is thamani, not thamaniyu, huh? Without the dhamma on that ya. The ya came back here, that was missing in thamanin. The ya came back here, thamani, and that's because, in this case, when it's used with a ma'adud, it's in an idafa construction. So it's mudaf. Okay, so pay attention to the use of the number 8, thamanin, when there's no ma'adud, when it's not an idafa, and thamani, when it is an idafa. Okay, it has the ya there. Okay, so these are any examples of how the numbers are written and pronounced when they have a ma'adud and when they don't have a ma'adud, and the difference between the masculine and feminine numbers. Any question? Any question? Tayyib. Again, these numbers need to be studied. If you haven't studied them before, yani, little by little, okay? Right now we're looking at the numbers 3 to 10, or 1 through 10, but especially 3 to 10. Please pay attention to the rules for them. They are in idafa. The mudafa ilayhi is always plural and majroor. The number and the thing being counted, the adad and ma'adud, are opposite in gender. Opposite in gender. Alright? Study the rules carefully. Look at examples of them. And then we see on the next page 38 examples from the Quran. Examples for each one of the numbers. Most of them, they have an example of a masculine number and a feminine number. For the number 6, they only have a feminine number. They only have a feminine number. Naam. 3, 3, 4, 4, 5. And 5, they only have a feminine number. 5, they only have a feminine number. 6, they only have a feminine number. The rest of them, they have masculine and feminine examples for both masculine and feminine. But what we want to look at here, as we look at these examples from the Quran, we want to look at the number and the rules as they apply to adad and ma'adud. And of course, obviously, when they give us an example of a masculine number, that's because the ma'adud is feminine. When they give examples of a feminine number, that's because the ma'adud is masculine. Okay, so pay attention to that, yani, difference between the ad and ma'adud in terms of the gender and the examples that they give us. Okay, so the first example is from 19th surah, 10th ayat, for the number thalathun, yani a masculine number, which means that the ma'adud is feminine. Okay, what is the ma'adud in this particular ayat? Layalin, which is singular, is what? Laylatun, feminine, laylatun. Qala at ayatuka أَلَّا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسَ ثَلَاثَ لَيَالٍ سَوِيًّا قَالَ آيَاتُكَ أَلَّا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسَ ثَلَاثَ لَيَالٍ سَوِيًّا. What is the meaning here? Yani, he said that your sign is that you will not speak to people for 3 nights. Naam. Here, the shahid in this ayat is what? The number 3 is masculine because it's connected to a ma'adud that is feminine. Layla, yani it's plural, layalin. Okay, also we see here that the number thalatha doesn't have dhamma. It has what? Fatha. Why does it have fatha? It has fatha because maf'ulun fihi, mansoob. It's maf'ulun fihi, mansoob. Perhaps we didn't cover this in Medina Book 1, so we're not going to go into the details of this. But in any case, it's maf'ulun fihi. Yani it's indicating the time in which the action of speaking is in this time. Thalatha layalin, 3 days. Second example, 1165, 11th surah, 65th ayat, is the number thalathatun feminine, because the ma'dud is masculine. What is the ma'dud in this ayat? Ayyamin, which is the plural of yawm, masculine. فَقَالَ تَمَتَّعُوا فِي دَارِكُمْ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ يعني فَقَالَ, so he said, تَمَتَّعُوا, meaning what? Enjoy. Enjoy yourselves in your homes for 3 days. Okay, again, the ma'dud, ayyam, is the plural of yawm, which is masculine, so the number is feminine. And again, the number, yani in this case, yani the ma'dud is always mudafun ilayhi majrur ayyamin, and the adad, we said it can take any case ending, dhamma, kasra, fatha. Here it has fatha again for the same reason, it's maf'ulun fihi, indicating the time in which the action is taking place. The next example, arba'un, arba'un, masculine number, because the ma'dud is feminine, shahadat, yani it's the plural of shahada, feminine. فَشَهَادَةُ أَحَدِهِمْ أَرْبَعُ شَهَادَاتٍ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Again, here the number, يعني فَشَهَادَةُ أَحَدِهِمْ, يعني the testimony of one of them should be 4 testimonies. أَرْبَعُ شَهَادَاتٍ, يعني testifying, bearing witness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he is indeed from those who are truthful. And again, the shahid, yani the point of this particular ayah is the number arba'u is masculine, because the ma'dud, yani shahadat, is the plural of shahada, feminine. And here, the adad, we see it has dhamma. We see it has dhamma. And that's because of what? Shahadatu. Yani shahada is the mubtada and arba'u is the khabar. The khabar is marfu'un with dhamma. Next example, arba'atun, feminine number, because the ma'dud is what? Ashhur, which is the plural of shahrun, which is masculine, so the number arba'ata is feminine. Fasihu fil ardi arba'ata ashhurun. Again, arba'ata is mansub, because it is maf'ulun fihi. Okay, the number is feminine because the ma'dud ashhur, the plural of shahr, is masculine. The next example, khamsatun, yani feminine number, yumdidukum rabbukum bi khamsati alafin min al malaikati musawwimin. Okay, again, the number is feminine. Why is it feminine? Because the ma'dud alaf is the plural of alf. Alf is masculine, so the number has to be feminine. And here we have bi khamsati alafin. Again, alafin is mudawfun ilayhi majroor. It's always going to be from 3 to 10, plural, and in the genitive case, majroor. As far as the adad, it can have any i'rab. It could be marfoon or mansoob or majroor. In this case, it has kasra. In the previous cases, we saw it had fatta or dhamma. Now we see it has kasra. Why is it kasra? Because of the harf jar b, became ism majroor with kasra. The next example is from 7th surah, 54th ayat. The previous one, 3rd surah, 125th ayat. And the one before that was from the 9th surah and 2nd ayat. And before that, 24th surah, 6th ayat. And we have all these references here. We just want to quickly kind of look through, yani what the point here of these numbers, how they are being used. So we have here, yani the sittatun, yani feminine number, and that's because the ma'dud, sittati ayyamin, the ma'dud ayyam, is the plural of yawm, which is masculine, so the number has to be opposite, feminine. And the number, we said it can take any i'rab. In this case, it has kasra, it's majroor, because of fi, the harf jar, fi. Inna rabbakum Allah alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal ard fi sittati ayyamin, in 6 days. Again, the number can take any i'rab depending on its place in the sentence. The ma'dud is always mudafun ilayhi majroor, plural majroor. Ayyam is plural and it's majroor. The next example, sab'un, masculine number, فقال الملك إني أرى سبع بقرات سمان يأكلهن سبع إجاف. Here we have two examples actually. The first one of them is highlighted, Saba'a Baqaratin. And again, Saba'a is a masculine number because the Ma'adud, Baqara, is feminine. So it has to be opposite. Saba'a, here it has Fatta because of what? We said it can take Fatta Kasra al-Dhamma. Here it has Fatta because of what? Huh? Maf'ulun bi. It's the Maf'ulun bi. Inni ara. I see. Saba'a. So it's maf'ulun bi mansub. The sign that it's mansub is fatha. The mudhafun ilayhi baqaratin is plural and majrur. Mudhafun ilayhi majrur. And the second example, ya'kuluhunna sab'un ijafun. Here sab'un, yani sab'un is marfu'un. Why is it marfu'un? Huh? What? Is it kaba? يَأْقُلُهُنَّ سَبْعٌ. Where's the fa'il of يَأْقُلُ? سَبْعٌ. سَبْعٌ is the fa'il in this sentence. يَأْقُلُ سَبْعٌ. يَأْقُلُهُنَّ سَبْعٌ إِجَافٌ. And here, this is not an idafa construction here, right? This is سَبْعٌ إِجَافٌ, yani as a knot coming after سَبْعٌ. Okay, after this, the next example is سَبَعَةٌ, feminine number. لَهَا سَبَعَةُ أَبْوَابٍ لِكُلِّ بَابٍ مِنْهُمْ جُزْعٌ مُقْسُومٌ. Here we have سَبَعَةُ أَبْوَابٍ. سَبَعَةُ, feminine number, because the مُضَافٌ إِلَيْهِ is masculine, right? What is the singular of أَبْوَاب? بَابٌ is masculine. سَبَعَةُ is feminine. سَبَعَةُ is مُضَاف. أَبْوَابٌ is mudafun ilayhi, yani majrur and plural. Remember, the numbers from 3 to 10, the ma'adud, the thing being counted, is always going to be plural and yani mudafun ilayhi majrur. The next example, thamani inni uridu an unkihaka ihda ibnatayya hataini ala an ta'jurani thamaniya hijajin. Again, we have the number thamaniya, and it is in the masculine form because hijaj, yani hijja, is yani feminine. In the singular, it's feminine, so the number has to be masculine. And yani thamaniya here is mansub because of what? Yani mafulun fi. Mafulun fi. Yani 8 years. 8 years. Mafulun fi is indicating the time that he will be, yani hired, that he will be working as a hired hand for 8 years. The next example is thamaniyatun, feminine number, and here the shahid in this ayat, sakharaha alayhim sab'a liyalin, or should be layalin. Naam, here, yani the layalin is what? Is the plural of layla, which is feminine, so the number has to be masculine. The number has to be masculine, and yani it has fatta because it's mafulun fi layalin. It's plural majrur. Plural majrur. The ma'adud is always plural majrur. The next example, tis'un, yani walaqad ataina Musa tis'a ayatin bayyinatin. Again, the example here that we're looking at is tis'a ayatin. Tis'a ayatin, yani ayat. Yani the ma'adud is, ayat is the plural of what? Ayah is feminine, so the number has to be the opposite, masculine. And tis'a, yani the adad, is mansub because of what? Mafulun bi, and ayat is plural, majrur, mudawfun ilayhi. The next example, tis'atun, feminine number, wa kana fil madinati, tis'atu, rattin, yani here, rattin, is yani the plural yani of a masculine, ra'tin, yani masculine, so the number yani has to be the opposite, feminine. And again, The tis'atu is marfu'un because of what? Fa'il kana has ism. Ism kana and khabaru kana. Ism kana is marfu'un. Tis'atu is ism kana marfu'un. And raf'in is mudafun ilayhi majrur. Last two examples. Ashrun. Man ja'a bilhasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. Yani ashru is masculine because amthal, amthaliha is what? Maybe here it's not clear actually, because amthal could be the plural of mithal. Yeah, it looks like it's mithal. But it's jamu taksir. In any case, this one requires some examination. The last one, we'll just quickly try to finish, and maybe next week, inshallah, we'll come back to these because the time is up right now. Asharatun, yani we have this final example. Asharatun masakina, yani asharati is feminine. The ma'adud is masakin. Its singular is what? Miskin is masculine. Asharatu is feminine. Naam. Masakin, what is the i'rab of masakin here? Mudafun ilayhi majrur. The sign that is majrur is what? Huh? The ya. Naam. Masakin, the ya. And again, yani just quickly, these examples we looked at quickly because for the sake of time, if necessary. And next week we might look at a couple of these examples that we might want to examine a little bit more carefully. But the main thing here that we want to point out are the rules that we're looking at in these examples. The rules are what? That the adad and the ma'adud are always going to be opposite in gender. Yani if the ma'adud is masculine, the number should be feminine and the opposite. And also the numbers from 3 to 10 are in the idafa relationship. That means that the first part is the mudaf. It never takes alif lam or tanween. It can take any i'rab. It could be dhamma, kasra, fatta. The second part, mudafun ilayhi, is always going to be plural, majrur. It's always going to be plural. So please try to pay attention to these rules. And again, this should be a review for us. But in any case, if it's not a review for you, then you can go back to the numbers in Medina Book 1 and look at the rules a little bit more carefully. In the next class, inshallah, we can just take maybe a look at some of these examples that might require careful examination. But in the next class, our topic is going to be the types of khabar, which are covered on page 39. And that's the last topic from these notes. And probably, yani the following week, inshallah, we'll be starting a new class. That is the Mustawa Thani, second level, hadith, study of hadith for second level Medina course. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka.